Now, friends, in this message that we have been looking at that actually concludes the first major section of Jeremiah, why this last chapter, chapter 29, has a little glimmer of light. There's been a great deal of judgment, and there's judgment yet to come that will be mentioned. But here we have a little glimmer of light, and you'll recall that there was that strange thing that Jeremiah enacted out. He took yokes of wood, he put one on himself, and he sent one to each of the kings that were in that surrounding area and told them to bow to Nebuchadnezzar that was coming. Well, of course, the false prophets in Israel said, no, don't agree with Jeremiah, because God will never deliver this city into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, and he'll not deliver the temple. Well, already these people here at the time of Zedekiah were paying tribute to the king of Babylon, and already one delegation had been taken captive. But the city had not been destroyed, nor the temple. And the people believed it was inviolate, that it was impossible for God to permit that temple to be destroyed. To them, it was a fetish. It was just a good luck charm, and it was that sort of a thing. A great many people carry a Bible just like that today. A great many people think because they're members of a certain church that that is the important thing, that that'll be the thing the Lord will talk to them about someday. Well, then Jeremiah made it clear not only would these yokes of wood be removed, and they were temporarily, that is, Nebuchadnezzar let up in a very fine way here, and he apparently wanted to let the people return, and he would have returned the vessels of the temple and let the people continue. But they went on in their rebellion against God. In fact, Zedekiah at that very moment was plotting to rebel, and he was trying to get the nations to join with him, and they had a mind to join with him in order that they might rebel. Now Jeremiah tells them that the yokes of wood will be broken, but they're being broken in order that yokes of iron might be put on them, and that when Nebuchadnezzar came this next time, it wouldn't be so easy that he would destroy their cities and take them in captivity. Now he has a word in chapter 29 of those that went into captivity under Jehoiachin, and this is the word for them. He tells them to go willingly, not to rebel, that the judgment of God has come, that no way of deterring it. And now he says here in verse 10, this encouraging word, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. In other words, he predicts now the return back to that land that go into captivity for 70 years.